Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Persistent Prayer. A meditation for Saturday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Opening Prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, and may your kingdom come in my heart and in the world. Encountering Christ. 1. Perseverance in Prayer. Jesus has recently been speaking much of his second coming and final judgment. In this passage, he gives us a tool for our daily lives: persistent prayer. Prayer, a mere lifting of our gaze to the living God, is an incredible gesture of faith. It says to God, "I believe you exist. I hope in your power to save me." Jesus offers a simple parable from daily life that helps us see the power of persistent prayer. Persistent prayer serves to form our interior disposition. It keeps us coming back to the Lord and, like a sacramental, prepares the heart for an encounter with grace. 2. Justice. The judge in the parable did not seem like a merciful or a kind man. He was moved out of mere irritation. But Jesus contrasts this human and unjust judge with God. If the unjust judge gave the woman what was her due, how much more will God give to his children? God is, by his very nature, just. His justice is manifest even to the cross, where he takes on the suffering that is due to us for our sinfulness. Since the Lord Jesus has already paid for our sins, we reap the reward of justice. His death on the cross was a merciful gesture of love that also satisfied justice. In and through Jesus, we can persistently claim our inheritance of salvation. 3. Faith. Jesus made a promise that we cannot take lightly. He promised that justice will be offered to those who persist in prayer. But at the same time, he revealed his concern. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The door that opens the torrent of mercy and justice is faith, revealed in the persistent hearts of those who cry out in prayer and knock until they receive what they came for. This calls us not only to reflect upon our faith, but how we invite others to persist and not pass up the opportunity to receive their inheritance, salvation. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of salvation that you offer me daily. Grant me perseverance and faith, and show me the way to bring others to this great discovery of faith as well. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will take the time to be that persistent widow in dedicating time of prayer to be in your presence.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.